As more people look to have control over how their food's grown, many are planting gardens for the first time, and some are turning their backyards over to chicken coops. Iowa Public Radio's Pat Blank has more.
It's the time of year when hardware stores and agricultural supply companies share space among the lawnmowers and grass seed with live baby chickens. Dozens and dozens of the little creatures of all colors. Some venues offer informational seminars to help customers get started. On a recent Thursday night at a Cedar Falls farm store, Cargill animal nutrition specialist Jody Holmes was answering questions.
How much space do I need? How much feed will I go through? A lot of times we get that question of, do I need a rooster to get eggs? So some of those basic questions clear up to, well, what temperature do I need to have the brooder set at? So it can get pretty technical.
Hobby farmer Janice Downs is here from the town of Denver, just 20 miles north. She says she and her husband just needed a little refresher since they raised chickens in the past.
We want it for the healthy eggs and just for chores for the kids to do. When I grew up, I lived on a farm and we had all kinds of chickens and exotic birds and animals. And like I had a blast, you know, just taking 2 hours to do chores because I would catch them and play with them and, you know, just had a good time.
The rookies are here too. Paul Keller and his family raise organic vegetables near Janesville. He says they spent a good deal of time doing research before deciding to add poultry to the mix.
We did a lot of reading and a lot of videos and stuff like that. We just got our chicks, so set up the hen house and all this other kind of stuff. Wanted to make sure that we're doing it right and don't have any major mistakes.
Animal specialist Holmes admits sometimes finding out what it takes to be a backyard farmer is enough to curb the enthusiasm.
And I started telling her, well, you need a brooder and a heat lamp and this for feed and this for water. And she was instantly like, nope, it's too much. I'm out. And, you know, you're going to have people like that. But that's where the education factor of these seminars come in. Because if you get into it not knowing and you lose a whole batch of chicks, it's really frustrating. And a lot of people will never do it again.
Iowa had a costly brush with avian flu last spring, which killed millions of the state's chickens. Holmes says now there's extra attention being placed on biosecurity.
So making sure that they're washing their hands and their tools and not sharing between their farm and their neighbor's farm and quarantining new birds until they can be proven healthy to integrate with their existing flocks.
Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey says while most of the bird flu was confined to large commercial flocks, it would be foolish not to be vigilant about what's going on in our backyards.
Watch those chicks and make sure that they're staying healthy. If they aren't, we want them to be able to report to us or to their local veterinarian a concern that they would have because we need to be able to very quickly find if we have avian influenza and be able to make sure we control the spread of the disease.
Northey says these projects are small scale, not regulated by the state. Some are used for 4-H and FFA exhibits. Oh, and by the way, the question at the beginning of the story, you don't need a rooster to get eggs. In Cedar Falls, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.